of the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is October 25th across Northeast Texas. Man, this semester and this year has just gone by extremely fast. It's already getting cool outside. Fall temperatures are moving into the region. It's going to be a little bit warmer this weekend, but we've still got fall temperatures in the region nonetheless. Well, it is Friday, and that means we do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And I found out today that she has been with us since 2008. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Man. Almost 5 years with us, Alice. That is just, you know what? And I'm glad to be a part of it, because this is just a show that a lot of people listen to, and it's something that helps them out. So thank you, Alice, for doing this for almost 5 years.
I didn't realize it had been that long. I did not know.
This morning, we're going to be talking about three movies, The Counselor, 12 Years a Slave, and Escape Plan. Let's start with The Counselor.
This was long-awaited. Cormac McCarthy, who did wrote the book No Country for Old Men, that became a very big movie, won the Oscar. And so this time he wrote just a spec screenplay and had a lot to do with the production of The Counselor, which is about a guy who is only known as The Counselor. His name is never given. And he's played by Michael Fassbender. He's a very already seemingly wealthy attorney, but he gets involved with some drug lords and their investors, and it's in a big scheme to move $21 million worth of cocaine from Mexico to Chicago. Oscar winner Javier Bardem plays the flamboyant fellow named Reiner, whose extravagant lifestyle the counselor starts to emulate. There's another partner in this whose name is Westray. He's played by Brad Pitt. And he is at least realistic and warns the counselor about the potential consequences of getting associated with these people and this kind of a deal. But for some reason, which that's the main thing wrong with the movie, we really never get to know this guy, the counselor. We don't know. He seems way too smart to get involved with these people. And we don't know if he's just greedy or bored or what's going on. But he gets involved with some very, very questionable people and takes some perilous risks that are not only frightening to him, but also to his gorgeous fiancée, also played by another Academy Award winner, Penelope Cruz. The big standout in the movie is Cameron Diaz, who does, I guess, the most showy acting I've ever seen her do. I liked it. Some people didn't. She plays this seductive schemer named Malkina, and she has these pet cheetahs, which she takes around in her car with her, these lovely animals. But anyway, the story, I was so disappointed because I like Cormac McCarthy's work so much. But Ridley Scott is a director, also very top-notch. But it's just got such an unfocused story, and the characters are not really deeply enough explored. We don't understand why they're doing this. It's very stylish, very sexy, very violent.
Well, this next movie, we've talked about before in our fall previews episode a few weeks ago, about a month ago now. It's called 12 Years a Slave, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the guy's name who is the star of this movie. I'll let you do the hard labor on this one.
Well, no, when he gets the Oscar, and his name is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I met him before, and he told me that people call him Chewy.
Because that's how it's spelled almost, C-H-I-W-E-T-E-L, Chewy. I would have said Chiwetel, so.
I know. Anyway, they call him Chewy. It's Chiwetel Ejiofor. He plays Solomon Northrup, who was a real person who wrote his terrible memoir called 12 Years a Slave in 1853. This is pre-Civil War. He was a free man living in Saratoga, New York, with his wife and children. He was abducted, passed on to a slave trader, who's played by Paul Giamatti, and he sold to this Louisiana plantation owner, played by Benedict Cumberbatch, who's in everything lately. And he has a fairly, as we don't realize it, he seems like he's in a very awful place with this master, but he gets sent to a much worse place with this demented and cruel owner, who's played by Michael Fassbender, who is in every movie also. And he's a really nut job. He brandishes his whip all the time on his slaves, but he also does this strange thing, which he has bizarre middle-of-the-night dance cotillions with the slaves. Really strange. This would all be unbelievable, except that it is true, and it is authentic from the book. And Steve McQueen, who is a British director, got this information several years ago and determined that he was going to make this film. And I suppose we'll be hearing a lot more about him also, because I believe the film will probably get Best Picture. It's so stunning, so searing and heart-wrenching, but it just has that truth about it and fabulous performances. There's a girl in it, a young woman named Lupita Nyong'o, who plays Patsy, and her name has been bandied around a lot for Oscars also.
Well, this next movie is going to be one that I'm sure a lot of people are going to go see just by the names that are in it. We've got Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger's back on the big screen with Escape Plan.
It's better than some of the other things. The Expendables had both of them in there, and this is got a little bit more of a story than we're used to these old action guys doing. It takes place mostly in the world's highest security, maximum security prison. Rocky Rambo, or Stallone, plays a guy named Ray Breslin, who is a modern-day Houdini. He can break out of any prison designed by man. And he does this to prove to the wardens and to various governments that their prisons aren't secure enough. So he ends up in this, he gets put into this, but it's a trick on him. They're trying to keep him there this time. And the affable, seemingly affable warden, who's played by Jim Caviezel, tells him that, you know, you'll never get out. Also in this movie has one of my favorite guys, Vinnie Jones, who's an ex-soccer star from Britain. He plays this very menacing head guard. But anyway, this is one that you've got to turn your brain off completely and watch this clever escape artist Breslin get all like MacGyver and use all kinds of things to get himself from this solitary confinement, and you just can't think about it. But anyway,
we have had three reviews of movies coming out across the region today: The Counselor, 12 Years a Slave, and Escape Plan. Alice, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning at 7:20 on KETR 88.9, or you can find her archived episodes right here at KETR.org.